Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good to be with you. I am Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. People ask me, Bart, what do you like to listen to? What do you like to watch? Nobody asked me that. What I will be consuming tonight when I get home is I'm gonna drive home and listen to a video about where in Daredevil Born Again the additions from the reshoots came and what was kept in the original show. And then when I get home, I'm gonna set a UFL lineup. There's these two guys that do like a 90-minute podcast about best picks. So I'm going to watch that, and then I'm going to go to bed. So that's what I do. Is that insane? I just got a text from my wife.
Yes.
I got a text from my wife. She said, I watched some videos on TikTok tonight about time loops or a glitch in the Matrix, and now I'm scared. And she did not want to open that door with me. I told her, honey, I think we're either in a simulation or we're on a branch timeline, a la Loki and the MCU. There's some videos that you can really dive into on this about, like, in 1988 is a big year for it, or maybe Y2K, or something happened where we were on one timeline and we got shifted to another. And that's why we remember things a certain way that weren't actually that way, because in our real universe, they were that way. We call it the Mandela effect. But that's how they explain it. Now, I got to tread carefully here, because what she doesn't know is, you know how, like, some people are normal, well-adjusted human beings, and then they get kind of lost in a conspiracy theory, and you just wish for that person to be what they used to be? I am kind of close to that when it comes to, like, the reality of our world. So I'm going to be like, yeah, that's crazy, LOL, instead of show her the manifesto that I have hidden in a drawer in the basement. Would you think that's the, as a married man, would you think that's the right course of action?
Sure. What do I know?
Or should I be my true self and tell her that? Oh, no, we all dead, actually.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't
died long
that.
Ago. Yeah. You know, you got to do what's best for the family. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Talking some NFL draft, the Bartometer gave us its mock draft for the top eight. I will refresh you. For those of you just joining, just picking us up, the Bartometer is my machine, blah, 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 whatever. It's just a bit. Number one, Cam Ward, Miami Titans. Number two, and I know we pop on in Cleveland this time of night, so Cleveland, the Bartometer's got you taking the kid from Colorado. Which one? Travis Hunter. Shedeur Sanders goes to the Giants. I still believe he's a top three pick. Abdul Carter lands in New England. Mason Graham, defensive lineman, Michigan, Jacksonville. Raiders take Ashton Jeanty, running back, Boise State. Will Campbell's falling, but the Jets are locked in to Armon Membo out of Missouri, the tackle. And then the Panthers also go offensive line as Will Campbell, guard, tackle, hybrid, LSU, at number eight. So that's what the Bartometer did for a mock draft here tonight. 888-710-4ISN. Robert is in Annapolis. Robert.
Good evening, voices. The reason there are so many first-round quarterback busts is because every year there's at least 15 teams that are desperate to draft a young quarterback, and there's only so many of them every year that are available, and they're willing to take a chance. They almost have to. And so that's why Shedeur Sanders will not drop in the draft. I actually think the first three are going to be Ward, Hunter, and Carter in whatever order. But what's going to happen, the Patriots don't need a quarterback, so they're going to trade out of that and get whatever they can get for the team that does want to draft, trade up to get him. They always convince themselves they can make this quarterback an NFL top-end starter, witness the Colts with Anthony Richardson, and we could name many other names. But and to your earlier caller, he said where Sanders has the benefit of having played one-on-one, however he does that with his father. You know, Bronny James played one-on-one, I'm sure, in the backyard with his arguably the greatest basketball player ever, as he was growing up. It doesn't always lead to positive results.
Bronny James is averaging 21-5-5 in the G League.
Yeah, the G League, good. Okay.
But that is pretty good. I didn't catch
the first hour. Did Greg check in? Greg in Michigan, did he check in yet?
I heard from Greg yesterday, not tonight.
Okay, I guess we can anticipate. I don't really follow the golf. Isn't Scotty Scheffler up by 3 or 4 strokes in the Masters?
He is in second. Okay. Justin Rose is in the lead by 3
okay.
strokes.
Okay, I saw it was earlier in the
Scheffler was in the lead. Yeah, he was in the lead, and then Justin Rose started later and, you know, was birding everything.
I believe Greg's a big Scheffler. Isn't that one of his guys, you know, like the Buffalo quarterback? He picks a few players out. He's a bit of a front runner. He picks out these big players and rides that train. But anyhow, I appreciate you taking. By the way, who are the Packers going to take? Why don't you tell us? Yeah, hey, one of the advantages your team and my team has, because they draft lower in the draft, they never have to reach. There's always a player that's going to drop to them.
No. The Packers always reach. The Packers always reach.
Do they? I'm just thinking the Ravens typically wind
last
up.
Last year they took a tackle, and then this year, or a guard, or whatever the hell he plays, Jordan Morgan. And then this year they gave $80 million to Aaron Banks, whose name I heard of for the first time when that news broke.
All right. Well, they have ownership issues in Green Bay. Anyhow. But that's one of the advantages. That's one of the reasons the Ravens do well. They usually draft at the bottom of the first round, and there's always players that are better than players that were reached for ahead of them, and they fall in your lap, and then they go from there. But anyhow, thanks for taking my call, my friend.
Well, appreciate talking to you, Robert, and I like where he's at. That's another scenario that could be in play. So if Cam Ward and Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are 1, 2, 3. Well, then Shedeur Sanders is still sitting there at 4. Could the Patriots trade back if there's a team that's like, all right, we want a quarterback? Now, who would that be? Right now, the Saints are sitting at 9. Mock drafts would have Shedeur going to 9. He's not going to Jacksonville. He's not going to the Raiders. He's not going to the Jets, although they could, you know, surprise. He's not going to the Panthers. And so a team would have to be compelled to say, I need to get ahead of the Saints. Which is why you could also see another trade. Every single mock draft that you have in front of you and that you will have for the next 2 weeks. And the Bartometer did it too. Ashton Jeanty, running back, Boise State. It's very clear that the Raiders are going to draft Ashton Jeanty out of Boise State. Or if they're not, it's clear that that's where the price of business is. So if there is a team that wants him, they're probably thinking, I got to get ahead of 6. And that's why I say be cautious about all the stuff you see and try to remember where it's coming from. Because a lot of this information, everything that Rappaport or Schefter or the goofy hair guy, Traeger, wherever these guys go and whatever they say, they're being told information. But why are they being told the information they're being told? They're being let in on secrets that are not secrets, more so than they are manipulation of a sort to get other teams to start thinking they know information maybe they don't. So that's what I think happens a lot at this particular time. So maybe the Raiders have actually no interest in Ashton Jeanty, and we're all just assuming they do, and they want to draft a tackle. That's why the draft is so fun, because as like way too long and unnecessary the time is between the end of the season and the draft, it does give us 3 months to debate and speculate this stuff. And we all start to groupthink one thing and then go crazy when something else occurs. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The always energetic Todd in Tampa, Todd.
Boss, let's get down to business. Let me go around the horn real quick. And first of all, let me say something about the Florida Gators. I caught them in the beginning of the season on the radio, and I just happened to follow them, and what a run that was. That gentleman, and anyone who says that Duke would have beat them, you're wrong, because at every time this season, this team would be down 10 or 11 or something, and somebody else would come through. Elijah with a big jam. Will Richard was hitting, and then Clayton went to the hole, and they hit the free. And it didn't matter what it was. When they beat UConn, the two-time defending champ, I knew that they could win it all, because you have to beat the champ to be the champ. And it's just a tremendous run. I mean, it's just
they're the first team to do that since like 1996. Typically, there's some beat the champ curse. Teams beat the champ and then lose, but Florida was able to overcome that.
They were. That Auburn game was unbelievable. And then the defense, you know, with the Houston had the last shot. Okay, don't forget they were playing at home. Okay, there's a couple, you know, and when and they overcame that's what a champion does. Okay, a champion overcomes all adversity and gets crowned. And that was just an unbelievable run. And I want to tip my hat to the coaching staff. His name is Todd, by the way. Thank you very much. And so it was just, and the team, just a tremendous job. It was just a tremendous win for the whole state of Florida and the Gators and the Gator Nation. But since Joe Kim Noah and Horford won it, and Lee Humphrey twice into back-to-back. But anyways, let me hit this. I want to hit Shador. I like Shador. Let me come to him. I'm Buccaneers. We need a defensive end, a defensive tackle, and we need to create some pressure. We need to sign a free agent. We need a middle linebacker, okay? Todd Bowles, come on. I don't even want to get into it. I don't know about you and your Packers, but my Buccaneers should have been playing Philly in the NFC Championship game, and we choked it away. You know, I don't even want to get into it, but that's what we need here. So, and throw the ball in the freaking end zone when we get down there to Mike Evans. Other than that, I want to say this. You know, so that's where I am there. Shador, I don't have no confidence in the Cleveland offensive coordinating Stepanski. I have no confidence in him. I'm happy that Baker's with us, okay? And the guy with last caller with the Ravens. Yeah, you're last. You pick last every year just like Buffalo, and you don't get it done. My Tom Brady got it done. My Buccaneers got it done. Last 3 years, we were in the playoffs. So you know, is your team going ascending? Is your team happy, you know, trying to, you know, get a quarterback like Shador? I think Shador is the second best player behind Cam Ward. Okay, now if he goes to Cleveland and Cleveland has a potential to run everybody in the ground, then what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you know, Todd, thanks for the call. And thanks for allowing me the opportunity to run to the bathroom quick. I like Todd. I don't want to pick on Todd. Let me just real quick about the Florida Gators. That was so long, and I got to apologize to everybody, because for a while I was like, all right, now I want to be respectful and jump in when he takes like a breath or a pause, which wasn't happening. So then I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to take this play off. I basically Anthony Richardson myself and sat out a play.
Yeah. Would you, Mark Sanchez had a hot dog on the sideline?
I mean, I'm really sorry I did that, but, I think when you call in and Carlos is like, what do you want to talk about? And then you say that, like, I took Todd because we were talking about Shador And he had said he wanted to talk about Shadur. Now I'm talking about the Florida Gators for 5 minutes. I'm talking, yeah. So I apologize.
I also will apologize. I should have known that was a scam because Todd usually just talks about Tampa-related stuff.
We don't care about the Buccaneers right now.
Sure don't. But he told me Shadur, so I went with that.
And I'm sitting here waiting to get to Shadur, which he called on, which we were talking about. And first I got to get the Florida detour, which is fine. But, you know,
I don't come with the bull junk.
I just feel bad. I don't feel like I did a good job at my job there. I feel like I let one go. That was an 0-for-4 golden sombrero day, and I apologize.
Come after me!
And so I'm going to take a break, which I need to reflect, really, about you know, because I'm just sorry. I'm sorry that went on too long. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm dragging Todd under the bus, but we all got to grow, and we all got to learn, and we got to do it together. And I'm thinking about everybody in their car that's looking at the person in the car. Like, how long is it? I'm sorry. I have let you down, and I am sorry. And we will be right back on the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz talking some NFL draft as we are 2 weeks out. Baseball, pun intended, is in full swing. And the Yankees had to play without Cody Bellinger earlier this week. Back in the lineup yesterday, went 0-for-4. He couldn't make it on Tuesday because he had a bad batch of chicken wings. So he had chicken wings in the Yankees team hotel on Monday night while he was watching Florida and Houston, which we just spent 30 minutes on. And he ordered some wings, traditional bone-in wings, no sauces, spices, or rubs. Said they were good coming in, but he woke up at 4 a.m. sweating and started throwing up for a few hours. It was a tough morning. He says, I will not eat wings for 5 years. I swear, the thought of it right now makes me sick.
Ew!
I don't know the ratio of people that claim to have food poisoning versus the people that actually had food poisoning. I understand that people do get food poisoning. In my life, the people I've been around, when they say they have had food poisoning, they didn't. Just like, what did Michael Jordan have? Bad pizza in Utah?
What a lame story.
Do we believe that?
No.
So do we believe Cody Bellinger?
No.
You know, one time, I didn't get food poisoning. But one time I was served, we order from this restaurant close to our house, and they've got, you know, most chicken wings, some places do it differently, but most chicken wings are in like the same kind of, there's not a big variance, I don't think, in taste. Now, some people have more meat or whatever, but for the most part, you eat a chicken wing and you think that was pretty good. You can do it better. You can do it worse, but I think the mean, the average, I think is pretty standard. One time, the place that we ordered from gave me a chicken wing that was actually a fried, I'm pretty sure it was the head. I saw the beak and the
eye. That's disgusting. That's so gross.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. They fried up the head of the chicken.
Oh, God, I'd be mortified, and I would have owned that restaurant by now.
So the chicken would have had to, because they get the parts of the chicken, so the head would have had to be in there, and then they would have had to cook it while not noticing and package it up and then give it to me. Do you know what I did?
Tell me.
I threw it away, and I ate the rest of the wings, and I never complained to the restaurant.
No, you're an idiot. No. No.
Now, it was delivery, so I wasn't there. Had I been there, I might have been like, excuse me, I have a chicken head. And then I ordered from this restaurant a few more times, got a quesadilla, got a, you know, a different sandwich, but I'm back on the chicken wings like it never happened. So if I can plow through that, Bellinger's going to be eating wings again within the next 5 years.
He's probably eating wings now.
Yeah. So I probably should have done something in retrospect. That was actually like a gift from the heavens. Like, hey, here's some money for you. You got a chicken head. I didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, what a fumble, man. I'm out of everything that you've done that I've like, you know, put thumb my nose down on, this has got to be ranked as the worst.
Yeah, I fumbled the bag. At least I could have had free food there forever or a year or something.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Christ have mercy. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Aiden is in Illinois. I think he wants to talk about Shador, unless you've got some thoughts on college basketball. Paige Beckers, maybe. What's up?
Hey, Bart, how are you? I hope you and the crew have a good night so far. I just wanted to, I have a couple takes. My first take is that I think the Titans should pass on Cam Ward and take up Dual Carter. I think he's the best player in the draft. Because
I think that would be so awesome if they did, because it would shake up the entire night.
Exactly. And the next few draft classes also have better quarterbacks, and Cam Ward's not going to do much for them this year or in the next few years. So if they just tank again, they could get Arch Manning potentially, DJ Lagway in a couple of years. There's a lot of options. I think they should take up Dual. My second take is I'm a big Bears fan. I know you're a Packers guy. Love your show. Hate the Packers. Should we take Gentry if he does fall to 10, or should we take a left tackle because we have the Braxton Jones situation? I know they're saying Will Campbell's arms are small, but I just want to know what you had to say about that. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of people, Aiden, talk about that very situation. If Gentry does not get taken there, he would fall to the Bears at 9, and they might have a decision to make, or 10, rather. I would probably think somebody jumps on Gentry. I don't think he gets there. Again, I'm one guy, could be wrong. I don't think he gets there. The Bears could certainly use some help in that position. I mean, for a while there, it looked like DeAndre Swift was going to be a nice piece. DeAndre Swift, man, there were so many games last year where it was pretty bad. Now, he finished with a 3.8 average. But remember the first month of the season, week two, he was 14 for 18 with a 1.3 average. Next week, he was 13 for 20 with a 1.5 average. And you could say there's some of that was the offensive line, which caused them trouble. We said that about Caleb Williams. Swift is 26. I mean, you're still relatively young. I don't think he gets there. I don't think it will be a problem. Offensive line seems to be where people are projecting the Bears to go. I think he would be fine to do that, even with bringing in some guys via trades and free agency. You got to give Caleb Williams a shot. Because just like the Browns in their history of having a hard time finding that quarterback, and when they found a guy that was, hey, pretty decent, well, they let him go and traded for Deshaun Watson back in the weight room today. The whole narrative on Deshaun Watson is going to change because he put out a 90-second Instagram today with a beat behind it. Eric is in Texas, 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Eric.
What's going on, Bart?
What's up?
Hey, when you go to the draft, in honor of Jahmyr Gibbs, you need to make a sign that says, Gibbs us a number one wide receiver.
How about you make me the sign and I will forget it in my car?
Okay. I love the awkward silence. That was awesome, Bart. Quick take about, I got to take about Cam Ward, but first of all, I was just going to give a little golf insight. I think, I root for this guy every time, and he absolutely drives me crazy. And that's Rory McIlroy. He reminds me of Dak Prescott, man. He comes out hot, and every time for the past years, I've lost track, he hits one bad shot, and he totally goes to crap. And I don't know why. I guess just some people just get it in their head, but. Anyways.
Well, yeah, he got – so the hole on 15 today where he quote-unquote blew up because he was 4-under when he hit 15. He had a nice shot. The course didn't want to give it to him. And we'll see then, because then, you're right, there was a hole two holes later where he struggled. And I don't know if, we say, is it between the years with this guy? Like what happened? But Masters finished second place back in 2022, still waiting to win – the Masters, has been close. He's been second. He's been fifth. He's been fifth. He's been fourth. Has not won a major since 2014.
So Cam Ward, Bart. So everybody's high on him, right?
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, it's always a lot because you think about Ryan Leaf and Jamarcus Russell. Is it in the realm of possibility that Cam Ward could be like that and like Shador could be like Peyton Manning and be better than Ryan Leaf? What do you think about that?
I don't think, Eric, thanks for the call. I don't think it's like that. I think worst case scenario, we might get a Trevor Lawrence situation. Now, Trevor Lawrence can still be good, but he has not been. And his numbers, essentially comparable to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is on a one-year deal for $16 million. Lawrence is one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the league. But we're not as hard on Trevor Lawrence as maybe we would be if he was a Dallas Cowboy. Do you understand Trevor Lawrence would probably be run out of the league or on his third team by now? But he's on the Jacksonville Jaguars, who, with all due, we don't watch them a lot. They're not in prime time a lot. They play in the early window a lot. And Trevor Lawrence has had the unfortunate Urban Meyer and all this kind of stuff. Doug Peterson. But if Cam Ward can go to a place where we don't watch him a lot and he's bad, we may not know. We'll look at his stats and be like, interesting, but we're not going to run him out of town. He'll have more time to grow than some of these other quarterbacks. I think it also helps that with Jamarcus Russell, how much money he got paid, they changed all the quarterback scales where they're still, or not just quarterback scales, but first-round pick scales. Because you used to make, like Sam Bradford, didn't he make $300 million before he took a snap? Something like that. You know, it's exaggeration, but they made a lot of money. Now they've dialed it back a little bit and slotted him in, so that's better. So I think there'll be less overall pressure. No, I don't think either of these guys are going to be a historic bust. But it could be C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young. And I don't think the book should be closed on that either. Same with Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. I mean, the last 2 years, right now, going into this next year, we think the number two guy is better than the number one guy. Still very young in their careers. But I don't think it'll be like that. Let me get Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, what's up?
Hi. I heard your story earlier about fumbling the bag. I just wanted to say I did the same thing when I was 17 years old. I was at a campground. I had an opportunity to sue them. I went to go dunk a basketball and tore my finger open on a really rusty basketball chain net. And my foster mom at the time convinced me like it was my fault, and I did not sue them. And I missed a really great opportunity there. I just wanted to say I had a very similar story, man. So don't worry about it. I did the same thing.
Yeah, we don't know, you know, when those opportunities, Leo, thanks for the call, are gonna come up. I'll loop Marco in on this one, Marco Belletti. I was telling Carlos that there's this restaurant that I order from, and we got chicken wings one time in light of the Cody Bellinger story, because I hit it 4 days after it actually happened. But I got like a fried, like you could see the chicken's face. I got the head fried as a wing. Okay. And I just threw it away and didn't eat it. Now, it was delivery, so it wasn't like I was in the restaurant. It was delivery. I didn't know, did I not think if I then went and said I got this, that would they believe me or what? But Carlos got mad that I didn't, like, sue or whatever. I'm not sure. And I've ordered wings from them probably a half dozen times since.
So the face didn't scare you off at all?
Well, it did for that night. So I had about three wings left when I saw it. I threw the wings away, felt a little queasy about it. We ordered from them maybe a month later. I got the quesadilla. And then a couple of weeks later, we ordered again, and I said, I think enough time has passed. Time heals all wounds. I'm gonna play under the assumption that that was a one-in-a-million thing, and I, you know, they're not just serving chicken heads across Milwaukee, and so far I've been right.
Yeah, you probably did miss an enormous opportunity, but I don't know if I would have been smart enough to do that either. I probably would have been dumb like you and just thrown it out.
My whole life, I have searched. Like, you try to have a good work ethic, and you try to do right. Yeah. But I've also been in search of a big get-rich-quick scheme. But I've always felt like suing somebody for a mistake. That's not the way I want to go down.
Wait a minute. Because now you're making it where it was a conscious decision. Did you not realize and didn't really think anything of it and threw out the chicken head? Or did you not want to sue because you didn't want to sue because it was a mistake? There's a difference. There's a big difference.
I didn't obviously eat the chicken head, and I also didn't want to go through the hassle of making it a big deal. So maybe both.
Yeah, there's no both. I can live with, I wasn't thinking, I was just kind of, I couldn't believe it was there and I tossed it and then realized a few days later, wow, I probably could have sued, or I refused to do this. It can't be both.
Conversation I had with my wife as we were eating takeout watching Law & Order SVU, I said, honey, I got a chicken head in here. And she goes, ew, gross. I said, do you want to see it? She goes, no. I go, should I sue? She's like, you do whatever you want. I said, I'm just going to throw it away.
Wow.
How is this not ingrained in you already, man? For the guy who wants to get rich quick, you couldn't have had an opportunity to get rich quick. Dude, I was, I think, 14, and I was taking my bike up the stairs in my backyard, and the stairs were really flimsy. The banister completely broke off, and I fell. Like, I didn't fall far. You know, I like hit the basement steps, but the basement steps were like made of stone. It was the backyard of Chicago. I called my mother once I got up and like grabbed my shoulder. I called her and I'm like, hey, the stairs in the backyard broke. I just fell. How do you want to get paid? We didn't pay rent for 2 years. I was 14.
Wow.
You couldn't figure out as a grown man, there's a chicken head in your chicken wings. You went to your wife and she said, do whatever. No light bulbs came on. None.
Guys, I don't want this to be my life. People make mistakes. You can't just sue every time the restaurant serves you a severed chicken head, actually saying it out loud.
No, you can't. I will throw in the fact, too, that you brought your wife into this and she gave you nothing other than do what you want.
Yeah.
How do you look at her every day?
I agree.
I mean, that's something where you know she passed up an opportunity. You were looking for guidance. You were looking for
much
money. For money.
What, so, okay, all right. I get the delivery. I go to the restaurant. I say, hey, I got a chicken head. We do what then? I call a lawyer. He's like, okay, but all of this happens. I get what? $2,500 and a free meal?
I'm pretty sure a chicken head would be a little bit more than $2,500. I don't think you're getting a gift card to Olive Garden for a chicken head.
Sued for serving chicken head with wings.
Dude, at the very least, you're getting like 3 months of meals, man. Like, even if you're going to settle for nothing, you're getting more than what you came in with.
Wow. All right. In the case of Mix versus Ingersoll Candy.
Candy?
Chicken head in a candy? That would be a problem.
Yeah, seriously.
I think that was the person's name. Oh. The Ohio Supreme Court in 2024 ruled that bones are a natural part of a chicken, so a consumer should be on guard for them, even in boneless wings. So if a chicken is a, if the head is a part of a chicken, I should be on guard. Someone also sued a fast food company. You can guess who. In 2000. She didn't get anything from that either.
Well, what did she sue for?
They told her you can order a new one.
For a chicken head.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure I have the most accurate information.
Didn't we have an old woman that got paid from the coffee was too hot?
Yes. Yeah, and that
was Seinfeld.
No.
That's a real story.
That was real. That's why every coffee cup that you get now has like caution hot written all over it 700 times. Yep. Like it's a cigarette thing that it's going to kill you.
You can guess what fast food chain it was, but she made loot.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the same fast food chain here.
Right.
Now, somebody from one of the chicken places got a fried rat. I would probably sue on a fried rat.
Yeah, a rat I'm suing.
Oh, my God, I just looked at a picture of the chicken head, and I almost puked. Because, oh, my God, I should have sued. I'm going to sue right now for damages.
You have no
proof.
All right.
Thanks, guys. My legal counsel, Carlos Ortiz and Marco Belletti.
Oh, my God.
888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update from Marco Belletti. Infinity Sports Network. You can find us on stations coast to coast. Sirius XM channel 375. And also the Odyssey app. Let's do a big add us to your presets campaign. Those are always fun. I once found a chicken head in a bucket of wings and I didn't do anything about it. Dominic's in San Francisco. What did you do?
Oh, hey, Bart. Thanks for having me on the show. It's Dominic from San Diego, but I'll definitely take from the California state in Frisco.
My bad.
I just wanted to share with you, Bart, that you're not in the only boat when it comes to not taking the easy route when it comes to getting this money. I was just sharing with your partner before I got onto the line that there was an instance where I had just moved into a new apartment. My wife was 6 months pregnant, and we had signed the paperwork saying that we didn't want anybody coming into the house. Very private people. We just didn't want anybody in the house.
Sure.
So one day I'm taking a shower, right, and I hear a rustle at the front door. Bart, I walk out stark naked, and I see two men in my house. I said, what are you guys doing here? He says, we're here to check on the refrigerator. I said, oh, no. I said, we signed this paperwork for you guys not to come in, and you were supposed to be here 2 hours ago. I got to go to work. Get out. So I showed him the way out, right? And I had told my wife the same thing, too. Bart, I said, babe, you know, Stacy, what are we going to do with these guys that came into the house? Didn't we sign paperwork? She says, you know what? Just turn the other cheek. If I would have been smart, we could have got at least 2 years rent-free. But you know what? It's in hindsight.
Because two guys
now,
were in your house? That's like a bottle of wine and a bag of Gardettos. You're not getting 2 years free for that.
They were coming in to check the refrigerator, Bart, you know, and I had waited for these guys to come. I'm pretty prompt, you know, and when nobody was there at the house by 11 o'clock and they show up at 1 when I got getting ready for work at 2, nah, player, you got to come back again. I had to show those guys the way out, needless to say, but no payday. We still had to pay that $2,400 a month for rent here in California.
Yeah, I mean, maybe worth a try, Dominic. Thanks for the call. I'm not sure what you would have gotten out of that. Two guys came into your house to fix your fridge while you were taking a shower. There's like a whole subsection of movies with a very similar plot online that I can find right now.
You just make sure you clear your browser after searching.
Now, I will say this. I don't know what he would have gotten either. I think he would have gotten maybe a little something. I don't know about 2 years rent, but what's really saved him is, for whatever reason, having that signature saying, hey, I don't want anybody in the house.
I really haven't ever been on the lookout because some people are on the lookout to sue.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
Good Lord has not saw me fit to find anything because he knows I am jumping all over it.
I've never been on the lookout to do that. I am on the lookout to find money in wild ways. I actually just got $40 in my PayPal account today for some settlement against Facebook that I signed up for 2 years ago.
Oh, it's funny. I got something similar, but I only got $14 from National Grid.
Yeah, you know, I'm always looking at settlements when other people did the work.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big class action guy.
Yeah. Do you get the newsletter? I subscribe to the newsletter.
I get emails.
Yeah.
He's like, you might have had T-Mobile like 7 years ago for a period of 3 years. If you were in this window, contact us and we can get you paid. And I'm like, yes, another $8.
Ooh, there's a beef stick that has been recalled due to possible metal contamination. I can get in on that one.
Text me the details so I can order one now and then I'm in that suit tomorrow.
I'm just looking at some of these lawsuits that are open, but I don't know any of like the main sponsors or any of the different affiliate sponsors. So I don't want to be like
that late night show. You got to do something. He was ripping on Macklemore Toyota, got a lawsuit, and he's a big client of ours, man. They sponsor our text line. You gotta say something to him.
So I don't want to do that, but I am looking at. So I'm like, you know how some people are penny wise, pound foolish, like they're real frugal, but then they'll, you know, just blow a bunch of money. I'm like that with trying to find money. I'll you know, sign up for this nonsense and do these surveys for nickels on these different websites, but to actually sue someone for getting a severed chicken head served with my French fries, I just throw it away. Why are we on any of this? It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.